Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. I'm Cheryl Fritz, sitting in for a couple of days while Steve takes some time off. But don't worry, he'll be back here with you again soon. Going out on the phone now to Marita Noon, who is the Executive Director for Energy Makes America Great Incorporated and the companion educational organization, the Citizens Alliance for Responsible Energy. Good morning, Marita.
Good morning. It's a treat to be with you.
I appreciate that. I always like to know where people are calling from. Where are you this morning?
I am located in Lubbock, Texas. My organization, the Energy Makes America Great, Inc., is based in Albuquerque, New Mexico, but I personally live in Lubbock, Texas.
There you go. Beautiful. Is it a beautiful morning this morning?
It is an absolutely beautiful morning. Yes, we've got a lovely sunrise.
I'm pleased to hear that. We're a little rainy here, so hopefully your stuff is coming our way. I found this article very, very interesting that you wrote. It's titled, The Few, the Loud, the Anti-Fossil Fuel Crowd. I also appreciate the alliteration there.
I'm big into alliteration.
I like that. I like that a lot. You kind of subtitle it, if you get your news from mainstream media, you likely think the views expressed by the environmental activists represent the majority of the Americans. I'm guessing, and I've read the article, so I have a heads up, that's not actually what we're experiencing out there.
That is true. And I wrote the column specifically about a current situation in Colorado, although I drew in some other stories from around the country to back up my premise and some polls. But specifically, I'm addressing that on August 8th in Colorado, the anti-fossil fuel crowd had a deadline. They wanted to get two anti-fracking measures on the ballot. And in order to do that, they had to have a certain number of petitions with signatures in by 3 o'clock on August 8th, 3 in the afternoon on August 8th. So 2:30 on August 8th, they arrived with a U-Haul full of boxes, and they carried these boxes up the escalator to the Secretary of State's office. And if you watch the video, as I've done, and as there is a link to in my column on Breitbart.com and American Spectator at spectator.org, etc., you see that women are carrying these boxes, and they're like practically running up the escalator. They're so excited. And you know that those boxes are not full of petitions. Well, it turned out when they actually put all the petitions into fewer boxes that they had 50 empty boxes. And in fact, they did not have enough signatures to get this on the ballot, but they claimed that they did. They needed 98,000 plus signatures, give or take, and they turned in 105,000. Well, you might think, okay, well, that's good. That's what they need. But no, historically, about 30% of the signatures are bad. They don't qualify for whatever reason. And so they really needed to turn in about 140,000 signatures. So they failed to get it on the ballot, but yet they pulled off this big marketing caper, basically a theatrics, to try to get their message out there.
Well, and I have to tell you, in full disclosure, I work in a newsroom at a CBS affiliate here in the Lansing area as assignment editor as well, and we're guilty of that sometimes. We'll get a press release, and we will sometimes go to the events, and we've done some like these recently, as a matter of fact, on different subjects. So you go to the event because you don't want to miss it if it's actually real, but we also know sometimes it is just a photo op. It is just a publicity stunt, and we have to kind of sort through that in the process.
Well, and they understand that. They understand that you're not going to cover it if it doesn't include some theatrics. Yeah. If it was just, you know, every week they turned in a box of petitions and hoped that by the deadline they'd have enough, you wouldn't cover it. But when they have this show, so to speak, and they bring it in with a U-Haul truck, and they've got, you know, dozens of volunteers there carrying these boxes, it is definitely appears to be a newsworthy event. And on their own websites, they've claimed, yay, we did it, more than 100,000 signatures turned in, which is true. They did turn in more than 100,000. But election experts say that if you have enough votes in the populace to get something passed, you have a very easy time getting enough signatures. So they're doing these theatrics, the loud, but really there weren't enough of them to get it onto the ballot, the few. And there are many other cases. I cite three specifically in my column mm-hmm. where similar things have happened.
And what therefore, Marita, is the real picture? If these are visually effective, these quote-unquote stunts, but not representative, what do you see as the real picture out there in terms of these kinds of issues?
Well, you know, when we look at the Keystone Pipeline, which is the most polled environmental issue in history, I think, we saw that 70 to 80% of the population was for the Keystone Pipeline, yet the environmentalists were able to effectively block its being built and make it a big national issue. So what we see, again, is the few. But why do they do this? Well, they want to get more people over their side. They want news coverage for their issues. But I believe, most importantly, that they want the legislators to think that they represent the masses. Because if you're a legislator and you think that everybody is against fracking, for example, to go to the Colorado example, and you think everybody is against hydraulic fracturing, you're not going to vote for a bill that is pro-fossil fuel, because you're going to be afraid that if you vote for this, the wrath of the environmental community, which you perceive to be huge, is going to come down on you. And they will fight you in your reelection campaign, and they will say bad things about you, and they will hurt your election chances. And I think that's really what the bottom line comes down to, is influencing legislation.
Well, and it seems, while you were just speaking, I'm thinking to myself, it's the classic squeaky wheel, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And they are definitely the squeaky wheel, and they get the attention because of that.
And in terms of this article that you wrote and the opinion piece that you wrote, do the folks that feel the other way, like you said, the supporters of, for instance, the Keystone Pipeline, do we need to be more effective? Does that group need to be more effective in speaking with legislators and communicating their ideas?
Most definitely. In fact, I have a section in my book, Energy Freedom, available on Amazon.com, where I talk about that. And sometimes people, during the peak of the Tea Party movement, I spoke on energy at many Tea Party events. And people were so discouraged, because they would send their legislator a letter or an email or a phone call, and they would get something back that didn't even address what they talked about. And they were like, well, obviously this is a form letter. Obviously what I, mm-hmm. and they give up. But the reality is there is someone, usually a 23-year-old, an intern perhaps, who answers the phone. And I recommend that people phone. Don't waste your time sending a letter. But that there's someone there who answers the phone in your representative's office. And that person has a list in front of him or her, and they check off the issues that people called in about. And it does make a difference when they feel like their voters care about this issue.
Very, very good. As you mentioned, your book, Energy Freedom, that's your 20th. I want people to know, Marita, where they can get more information and follow your work and your writings.
Well, I'd encourage people to go to my website, energymakesamericagreat.org. On the bottom right-hand side of the homepage is a place to subscribe, where you can get my weekly column in your inbox via email every Tuesday.
Very good. Thank you, Marita. Have a great day.